Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Rick Lubbers, the executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And our own Danielle Kading of WPR News. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Danny, Superior Mayor Jim Payne made an announcement last night.
Yes, he did. Mayor Jim Payne announced that he is running for re-election next year, and he gathered with friends and supporters at Bucktails in Superior. And really, he is looking to build on what he says are some of the accomplishments of the city in the last 5 years under his term, citing investment in new economic development, improved streets and sidewalks, and also new construction, as well as investment in the outdoors and improving recreation and connection to Lake Superior in the city. Here's a little of what he had to say.
The things that I'm most proud of, I mean, the city is actually growing in both its economy and its population. We've built millions in new economic development. We've improved streets and sidewalks in every single neighborhood. I'm really proud of that. We had largely stopped a lot of that construction for years, and we've made neighborhoods safer and more beautiful. We've brought a lot of new retail back to Superior, and almost all of it is local retail. It's entrepreneurs investing in themselves and the community, and they've built a whole new shopping district. We've actually managed to lower taxes and fees, something that seemed impossible in Superior, but we've done it. We've done it several times now. And one of the things that I'm personally most proud of and most excited about, we've improved access to wilderness and Lake Superior. We've brought people a greater connection to the outdoors, which is the reason that people live here.
And the election won't be held this November. It'll be held next April. And so far, Mayor Payne is the only one who has announced a run for the city's top post.
All right. Well, also in Superior, utility costs may be changing both higher and lower.
That's right, Robin. Superior residents would pay less for water service next year as Wisconsin's only oil refinery comes back online after the explosion in 2018. Privately owned Superior Water, Light, and Power is proposing to cut water rates by 9.6% for its roughly 10,000 water customers. And while it's moving to reduce those rates, the Superior utility is also proposing to raise around $3 million in revenue to pay for safety and reliability upgrades by increasing electric rates 3.1%, while gas rates would go up by 8.7% under their proposal. And I spoke with utilities regulatory compliance manager Jocelyn Scandell, and she says the refinery before the explosion was their largest customer and made up 26% of all water sales. And so that's what drove a roughly 8.5% increase 4 years ago in 2018 when the refinery shut down. And now that the refinery is coming back online, she says they always had the intention of adjusting those rates, and that's exactly what they're doing. Wisconsin's Citizens Utility Board, which advocates on behalf of ratepayers, didn't object to the utility's proposed increases in gas and electric rates, but the group, along with PSC staff, are recommending a decrease in Superior Water, Light, and Power's rate of return on their profits, and they would lower that from 10.4% to 10%. And the group's executive director said that's because customers are already facing a lot of challenges right now, like with inflation and higher gas prices that will affect heating costs this winter. And so the Public Service Commission will have the final say. The PSC is accepting public comments through Monday. And in case you're wondering, Synovus Energy says they're still on track to restart refinery operations in the first few months of next year.
All right. Well, Rick, on the Minnesota side, residents there may be looking at higher tax levies.
Yes, it appears that way. City councilors in Duluth voted 8-0 Monday night to table a resolution that would have established the uppermost amount the city could raise via property taxes next year. Mayor Emily Larson had proposed to set that levy cap 8.9% higher than what Duluth currently collects. Council Vice President and 5th District Councilor Janet Kennedy encouraged her colleagues to take a bit more time to review the mayor's proposal before acting on it. But that hike could have been much more substantial, as the city had already pledged ongoing investments last year that stood to drive up local taxes by 15%. Larson cited four primary factors that shaped the budget, namely financial commitments from 2021 to community crisis response, police wage market adjustments, the rising cost of uncontrolled health care, the benefit of American Rescue plans to keep the levy artificially low, and financial forecasts for the future. Given substantially higher property assessments, inflation, and the inability of the Minnesota legislature to deliver meaningful property tax relief despite a $10 billion state surplus, Larson said the city ran the risk of placing an undue burden on local taxpayers. Under the mayor's plan, the owner of a $200,000 home could expect to pay about $67 per month next year. By law, the city must establish its maximum levy before the end of September. The council's next scheduled meeting is September 26.
Well, St. Louis County is looking at the same issue.
Yes, it is. They're also crunching the numbers right now. The St. Louis County Board is a step closer to finalizing its 2023 budget after giving initial approval of its preliminary maximum property tax levy on Tuesday. Commissioners will vote on final approval of the 4.39% maximum levy increase on September 27. However, many property owners may not feel the brunt of this increase, as the county also saw an estimated 17% increase in net tax capacity. This is according to County Administrator Kevin Gray. The impact of the levy, offset by the tax capacity increase on property owners, could be a $74 average decrease in county taxes on a home valued at $100,000. That doesn't include any increase by a city, township, or school district, which also shows up on your tax bill. Reasons cited for the increase include inflation, the need to continue to fund employee salaries and benefits, and to sustain investments in mental health and substance use disorder services. Commissioner Keith Nelson, chair of the board's finance committee, also cited the state legislature's failure to pass a bonding and tax bill, as he said that would have helped offset the increase. As the board and staff work to finalize the 2023 budget over the next few months, the levy may be reduced, but it cannot increase.
Okay, well, back in Duluth, there isn't anyone announcing a run for mayor yet, but the city may be closer to having a new police chief.
Yes, it is, Robin. Mayor Emily Larson announced Mike Sonoa as a finalist for the police department chief in a news conference on Monday afternoon. Sonoa has served with the department for 24 years as a police officer and held a variety of roles, including most recently deputy chief of patrol. He also served as the department's professional standards lieutenant, and in that role he worked in internal affairs investigations and reporting, technology initiatives, recruiting, hiring, and training. He has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Minnesota State Moorhead, and a Master of Science in Public Safety Executive Leadership from St. Cloud University. Larson said that she's worked with Sonoa as a trusted part of DPD's command staff for many years. Now, the search included internal and external candidates. The previous chief, Mike Tuscan, announced his retirement in June and stepped down August 1st. Laura Marquardt has served as the department's interim chief since Tuscan retired. The selection will go before the City Council on September 26th.
All right. We've been speaking with Rick Lovers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
And Danielle Kading, Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music from Macbeth by Galen Lee. Stay safe, everyone.